bandages aren't free, nursing care isn't free, x-rays aren't free. And so if there isn't a way to cover their uncompensated care, then those costs get shifted over onto those of us who have health insurance.
State Senator Don Gates made the announcement on Thursday, adding that there are a number of conditions. One is that the LIP money must follow the patient. That's a catch, he says, the state has known about for some time.
That the money needs to follow the patient. Wherever the patient who's uninsured goes, that's where the low-income pool money should be applied. And the federal government has required that we do that. For a year, the state of Florida chose not to make a proposal.
Such a proposal in the Florida Senate became the state's proposal in trying to secure the $2.2 billion allocated by LIP to Florida. But he adds, even if the $1 billion offer is accepted, the state would still be on the hook for the remainder.
Anything less than $2.2 billion will have to make up by diluting other forms of revenue and other critical needs. And that's the budget stress where healthcare affects how we balance the budget.
Gates says Northwest Florida would benefit from the follow the patient provision because a lopsided amount of LIP funding currently is sent downstate. The offer comes one day after the new Commission on Healthcare and Hospital Funding met for the first time in Tallahassee. Created by Governor Rick Scott, the panel sought data from hospitals and related facilities. Many, including Sacred Heart Health System CEO Susan Davis, referred the governor to data already on file with the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration.
I would say 90% of the data that he was looking for is available to a state agency called AGA.
While most of the requests were fairly straightforward regarding profits, services, diagnoses, and patient outcomes, Davis says requests were also made for proprietary material.
There was one section of the data request that we did not fill out. This information is available on the AGA website, but he was asking for rates that we were getting from payers, and that is not something we can share.
The commission was formed after the legislature failed to agree on a budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Lawmakers returned to Tallahassee June 1st to work on the spending plan and a way to resolve health care funding. If LIP is allowed to expire, Davis says the impact to not-for-profit Sacred Heart would be enormous.
We will lose in excess of $22 million after June 30th when this expires. The dollar value that comes to Sacred Heart, because we have such a high number of uninsured or Medicaid patients, many of which are children.
Another impasse is whether to expand Medicaid. Governor Scott wants the federal government to extend LIP, but the Obama administration and the hospitals want Medicaid provided to the more than 800,000 low-income Floridians who are either uninsured or underinsured.
As you know, health care impacts every family, and everybody's impacted it. The costs impact every family, impacts every business.
Scott's also drawing fire over who sits on the 9-member commission. There are no hospital executives and only one medical doctor. Chairman Carlos Baruff is a home builder from South Florida and reportedly a six-figure donor to Scott's two gubernatorial campaigns.
So what I've tried to find is people from all over the state that have had experiences in healthcare and want to make sure that we have the best healthcare system in the world. You as a taxpayer, through your federal taxes and through your state taxes, pay a lot of money into healthcare. Are we getting a good return on those dollars?
The panel's membership is also a concern of Sacred Heart CEO Susan Davis.
If the purpose of this commission is to explore various ways of hospitals operating or their cost structure or their expense structure, it would surely help answer those questions better by having somebody that lives in that world day in and day out.
For now, it's unclear just how much impact the CHHF will have. Its next scheduled meeting is Tuesday in Orlando. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.